USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Russia is continuing its advance into Ukraine. The speed of the Russian advance has slowed because of strong Ukrainian resistance. Around 150,000 Russian forces are now fighting in the country. The Kremlin said that President Putin had ordered a pause on Friday, but decided to resume because Ukraine rejected talks. The Ukrainian news outlet reported that a bridge was blown up on the Kyiv-Zhytomyr highway, killing one child and injuring four people. Also, at least six people were injured when Russian rocket fire hit a high-rise building in Kyiv. Since Russian forces invaded Ukraine on Thursday, 198 civilians have been killed, including three children, and over 1,000 civilians have been injured. Ukrainian President Zelensky said he has no plans on the army backing down, despite fake information online. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
The CDC is announcing its loosening mask guidelines for U.S. residents, allowing most people to leave their coverings behind in indoor public locations. The new recommendations uses new metrics that place less emphasis on case counts and give more weight to hospitalizations as a key measure of risk, according to Dr. Rochelle Walensky, CDC director. CDC officials said the agency will continue to recommend that high-risk people wear masks for their own health and that people who are sick with COVID-19 should wear a mask regardless of whether they're in a low-risk area. Jurors in the trial of former police detective Brian Hankinson visited the apartment where Breonna Taylor was shot dead in March of 2020. Hankinson is on trial for three counts of wanton endangerment. He fired 10 shots into Taylor's apartment, three of which entered an adjacent unit where a pregnant woman and her 5-year-old son were sleeping. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The CDC is announcing its loosening mask guidelines for U.S. residents, allowing most people to leave their coverings behind in indoor public locations.
At a briefing on Friday, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked if there's any concern that people will take this to mean that the coronavirus pandemic is over in the United States.
There are still people dying every day of COVID. There are still immunocompromised populations. But what we are trying to work towards is a period of time where we are, where COVID is not disrupting our daily lives.
About 65% of the American population is fully vaccinated. Over 93 million Americans are boosted. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
More delays for the start of baseball season.
Major League Baseball has now canceled three more days of spring training, stating the earliest Cactus or Grapefruit League play would start on March 8th. The new calendar is contingent on Major League Baseball and the Players Association coming to terms with the new collective bargaining agreement by the league-imposed deadline on Monday. Without an agreement, additional spring training games will be canceled, as will regular season games. Commissioner Rob Manfred spoke with Union Chief Tony Clark about how the sides can move the process forward in order to avoid cancellation of opening day on March 31st. Players in attendance included Max Scherzer, Andrew Miller, and Zach Britton.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.